options with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Lantis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Lantis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
President Trump will address the nation tonight regarding Afghanistan. Here's Chris Barnes with more.
The White House says the president's primetime address will give the nation and troops an update on the path forward in the 15-year war against the Taliban. Senate Democrat and former vice presidential hopeful Tim Kaine says he hopes it'll be more than just discussing troop strength.
The troop strength question is sort of the cart before the horse. The real question is, what is our strategy?
The president to speak at 9 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. I'm Chris Barnes.
The chief of naval operations will order a rare one-day operational pause across the entire U.S. Navy. Admiral John Richardson expected to make the order following the collision of the USS John S. McCain with an oil tanker east of Singapore early today. The pause is a one-day safety stand-down that would take place over the course of a couple of weeks and at the discretion of individual commands. The collision this morning marks the fourth accident in Asian waters this year. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
And speaking of that accident off the coast of Singapore, Defense Secretary James Mattis sounding off.
Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke to reporters while in Amman, Jordan.
My thoughts and prayers are with the sailors and the families of the USS John McCain.
The Navy destroyer collided with a Liberian-flagged 600-foot oil tanker just east of the Straits of Malacca and Singapore.
Obviously, we have an investigation underway. And that will determine what happened.
The McCain is the second Navy ship in 3 months involved in a collision with a merchant ship. Seven sailors died when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship back in June. Sharon Reed, NBC News Radio.
The Secret Service says it can afford to pay hundreds of its agents through September. Agency Director Randolph Ailes said in a statement today, they can afford to protect the president through the remainder of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. The statement comes in response to a USA Today report that said more than 1,000 agents have already hit federally mandated caps for salary and overtime allowances. The budget was supposed to last for the entire year. Ailes said today, quote, to remedy this ongoing and serious problem, the agency has worked closely with the Department of Homeland Security, the administration, and the Congress over the past several months to find a legislative solution. The Muscular Dystrophy Association praising legendary entertainer Jerry Lewis. The 91-year-old died yesterday at his home in Las Vegas. He started working with the MDA in 1952 until he was forced out in 2011. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterd, and thanks for joining us today. We have a lot of topics to cover. As always, we're going to start out with our quote of the day. It's the solar eclipse here. Hope everyone made sure their glasses weren't recalled and had some interesting times looking at the eclipse, make some great memories. I want to give a shout out to our sometimes commentary on all things thespian, who took a road trip to the Carolinas with his daughter. So we're hoping to be able to see some live stream on that. I hope everyone is building some memories today. So when you look back at the next one, today stands out. Our quote of the day is from Wilma Rudolph. When the sun is shining, I can do anything. No mountain is too high, no trouble too difficult to overcome. So hopefully the shining sun today makes all of your troubles seem minuscule. I have some guests in the studio today, so you won't be getting any pictures of empty chairs today. Hope you can stay with us. We're going to be talking about a local organization that recently changed their name and some events that they have coming up. Stay with us.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're here at Hot and Huntington with some special guests. But first, we have to do the weather. So what is going on outside? Well, it's summer, so it's 85, which is beautiful. But it is mostly cloudy, so you do have that to contend with. There are some chances of a shower or thunderstorm. So for all of our motorcyclists, be careful before you head out. Some of those storms maybe a little rough, but the chance of precipitation is only 20%, so just ride safe. Tomorrow, we're looking at a slight chance of thunderstorms and maybe some patchy fog, but it's a high of 90. And I don't know about the rest of my listeners, but I know I am ready to soak up every day in the sun. Can't wait for these hot temperatures to continue. I don't want to go into fall, so we're going to hold on, and that's why we're hot and hunted in here. Wednesday, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and then mostly sunny with a high of 82. But I'm going to say to hold out for Thursday for the day to call off, call in sick, take a vacation day. We're looking at a perfect weather day, a high of 78 and absolutely sunny. So that is our beach day of the week. Friday's not too bad, but it's a little chilly, 76 degrees. I'm in a 56 degree temperature Thursday night into Friday morning. That run will need a long sleeve shirt. But let's focus on the hot temperatures. So today you're fine. Maybe look at the umbrella before you go out. Otherwise, I think we have a pretty good day. We just have to get through tomorrow's shower. So that's our forecast for the day. There is this hazardous weather outlook, which I'll take a look at for you all here. And it's basically just the chance for some crazy hazardous weather on these thunderstorms. But you know how that goes in the summer. Very hit and miss. So take a chance. All right, we're going to do a commercial and then we'll be back here right in the studio. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Have come early, they say. We're all gonna wash away. Well,
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, or Tracy, or anyone you want me to be today. We are joined by an exciting announcement. Hunterdon Youth Services has a new name, Binnacle House. And I have two guests in the studio today to talk about this. And I'd like to have them introduce themselves.
I'm Dina Sinar, Director of Development.
My name is Levente Rosley, and I'm on the board.
On the board of directors.
Correct.
All right. So that must mean it's a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
Absolutely. And as we know, our board of directors is the governing body of any nonprofit organization. And we're really excited to have you here today to talk about Hunterdon Youth Services' new name and your what this means, what this name change means. And we're certainly going to be talking about an event that you have coming up in the fall. So let's just jump right into it. How did the name change come up?
Well, Hunterdon Youth Services was established in 1979, initially as a home for battered women and families that were in need of shelter. Many moons ago, the charter kind of changed. Our focus now is on teenage boys that are displaced from their natural homes. We are a registered 501c3 charity. And over the last year or so, the board, in looking to remain, you know, or really to more fairly reflect what we do, because we serve the entire state of New Jersey. The kids that come to us come from every county in New Jersey, not just Hunterdon. The house itself, yes, is here in Flemington, but we felt that when we would reach out to people either for support or volunteers, people would shut down if they lived outside of Hunterdon County. They would just turn off immediately. So we felt the name change was prudent for our future because we do intend to grow and provide more services to more people as time goes on.
I think that's a great point to bring up because I think with all the changes in the juvenile justice system, people are wondering, how are we sheltering youth and what's going on? Are you still serving these troubled teens, and, you know, for what time period?
For what time period?
Yes, when you're working with youth, is it something where you see them just once and then you house them, or is this a commitment that your organization has to work with youth for the long term?
When the resident comes to Binnacle House, which is our name now, they're there for about a year, and we find them through a system that New Jersey has set up. And basically, it's the state that takes over the child, so they go into this system, and they're placed in a home where their needs can be met through therapy, programming, and so on. Schools.
Great. We really do need a lot of wraparound services there's a lot of children, unfortunately, that get caught up in the system, and we need to make sure we have a lot of resources. And by serving the entire state, I'm certain that you have a lot of waiting lists or, you know, a way to navigate children through the service easily.
Yes, but right now, currently, we have, I think, 3 vacancies. So sometimes there's a waiting list and sometimes there's not. So, and after a year, when the child will graduate from high school, they go on to either college or they'll go back home, be reunited with their family. So then we have another opening. So it's all based on what's in that system and if their needs match what we can offer them.
That's great. It sounds like you have some intensive screening services available to make sure that you're making a good match and it's a match that has a successful ending.
Yes. So many of the incoming residents will go to a couple different housing, you know, homes to see what, you know, is best fit for them. They go with their worker, CMO worker.
You know, case management officer.
Yes, case management officer. And they'll come in with their parent or their foster parent, and they'll tour the home. And our assistant executive director sits down with them, has a thorough, you know, meet and greet with them to let them know exactly what's happening in the home and if it meets their needs.
Great. It sounds very comprehensive. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. And I know you're here today to help get some information out about the name change, Binnacle House. So we'll be able to cover that a little bit more, find out if that has any special meaning or if you have a new logo and a new website. So we'll be able to give all of that information out after our next break. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're talking with people from the Binnacle House, which you may have heard of as Hunterdon Youth Services, and they just changed their name and are launching their campaign for their rebranding. We're going to talk a little bit. You know me, nosy Nelly over here. I want to know what Binnacle means and how they picked the Binnacle House.
Oh, no problem. So we took it, you know, very seriously, and as I had mentioned earlier, our board of directors for many time now had been, I would just say, hampered by the Hunterdon Youth Services name, where people would associate our services solely for Hunterdon County, and that's not the case. We serve children from all over the state. So we did hire a PR firm. We did a lot of brainstorming sessions, a lot of, research. A binnacle is the housing and slash foundation of a compass that's on a ship. So you know, most people have seen it, but they don't necessarily associate it with it. They might just say it's the compass, but technically the binnacle has a light in it. It has actually some magnets on it, because believe it or not, as time went on and we started creating larger metal ships, it threw the compasses off. So the binnacle does all that. It holds. And our philosophy, you know, as the binnacle holds and protects the ship's compass, we help people navigate life's challenges. We are the strong foundation upon which they will build their lives, chart their course, and guide their life's journey. So if anybody's done any branding or advertising, you might know in these type of situations where you do a lot of brainstorming, and we arrived at Binnacle House. Another part of it was actually that it was available. You know, it's interesting. You can, you know, if you happen to be, the McDonald family, you can have a restaurant called McDonald's. You can, but you're going to get a fight from that other, from the clown. So in this particular instance, Binnacle was available. There was zero, and there was no website. Our website is binnaclehouse.org. We encourage people to go out there and take a look at it. And you will see a lot of co-branding. We're in a phase now between now and really our goal, our plan is for the next year to use Hunterdon Youth Services is now Binnacle House together, just so we make sure we don't confuse anybody and retain our existing support audience.
That's a great idea. I mean, you have 35 years history as Hunterdon Youth Services. But I think that the changes in the system, really, it's a good time to rebrand and to change a name, because people are relatively confused about what goes on between care management and juvenile justice systems and fostering children. Are these the children that you would typically see or not see? So it seems like the system is more fragmented, and so having a name and showing that it's not just a Hunterdon program, I think will help a lot of people understand your mission a little bit more.
And that's the message we want to send to everyone, that, you know, it's not just Hunterdon Youth Services, or Hunterdon County. I mean, even when we begin asking for donations and reaching out to the community, we want to go beyond Hunterdon County because, like Levent said, we have children from all over New Jersey.
And where do you see this name, the Binnacle House, or your compass point? Is this your logo here? I'm showing a logo. I'll have to take a picture of the card and get it on our Facebook page. I know when I'm on the radio, I shouldn't point, right? It's not polite, and no one knows what I'm talking about here. But there's a new logo for the Binnacle House, and very stark colors, red, white, and black. Mm-hmm. Just very. There's a lot of contrast in that. So you're trying to show the strongest point and the safest point, right?
Right.
Correct.
So we'll take a picture of that and post that on our website so people can see what I'm pointing to now. So, and I think one of the questions we want to know is, you work with the children, but you also work with the families when it's possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Our goal is always to reunite the children with their natural families, their natural, whether they be biological or not. But the point is that these kids, either through some of their own doing or not, just the circumstances of their lives, are going through a really tough time. So we have licensed psychologists and therapists. We provide a lot of, counseling. And since the goal is to reunite, we counsel with the families if they are open to it.
And sometimes that is possible. And we know from many of our guests over time that as much as we hope in a perfect situation we can reunite, that's not always possible or plausible. So when it's not, that an organization like Binnacle House is at the forefront trying to find other resources so that the continued success of the children that you're serving, you know, moves on if they're with the organization or outside of the organization.
Correct.
Well, I want to make sure that we do. I know that you said that the Binnacle House name was available. Okay. So we're going to give out the website here. It's www.binnaclehouse.org. And for additional information, you can also call 908-782-1046. And I did want to ask about some of the residential care. You say that you provide more than 3,000 nights of safe, compassionate care to youth who have been abandoned, abused, or neglected, which is an amazing mission and focus to try to, you know, be that port in the storm, if we can use analogies with Binnacle. That's, you know, essentially what you're doing.
Right.
So where do we get the 3,000 from?
The number of kids and, you know, the number of nights that they're spent there. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the position, and I'm not trying to say I don't have this information, but I would assume that that is the case. I've been with the organization for 8 months now.
So if we took however many beds you had available by 365 days, that's how we figure out how many.
Number.
Okay, great. So we know that safely 3,000 nights, there are children who might have been abused or in other difficult or neglectful situation that we know for certain 3,000 nights those children were safe.
Exactly. Mm. And we need numbers like that because when we apply for grants and we need that data to be accurate.
And because you're mentioning your program, there's not always continuity. There's start and stop of services. It would be difficult to put a number on the number of youth, although I'm sure you could do it if you were writing a grant application, but because you might have an opening in January, but maybe not in March, it's just better to say the number of nights that you can provide.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay. I just want to wrap that one up for my listeners here so they know what we're talking about. And the year did not expand into 3,000 nights, heaven forbid. That would be one long year. Although, you know, there is a solar eclipse today, so I guess anything may be possible. We always like to have a little bit of hope here. So you do a lot of services. We talked a little bit about that to make sure that the children are successful if they're in your facility or if they're released. We didn't talk about how you get support to be funded, this organization. And you mentioned grants, so we're going to assume that you have some state or federal funding that helps to support the organization.
Yes, and it's specific. When we write grants, right now we're in a kitchen campaign, so we're remodeling our 40-year-old kitchen. And in the kitchen, there's more than 7,000 meals that are prepared each year. So you can imagine with 12 boys, youth care workers in the kitchen, it's just literally falling apart. So I think we're in the final stages of the getting the permit from Raritan County. So hopefully we'll be starting that. But it's just, you know, amazing to see what goes on in the house with the boys. And I lost track of what you asked me, so I apologize for that. This is my first day back from vacation, which should be no excuse.
Well, how about if you tell us where your state funding comes from?
State funding, yes.
Is it from, like, Department of Children and Families?
Medicare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's even more difficult.
Yes, because it's very limited. As a matter of fact, we have not had an adjustment in 5 years or 8 years.
That I don't know.
Yeah, so the way it works for everybody to understand, yes, the federal government provides New Jersey with a certain amount of money, but the states administer it, and they administer it in a manner in which they feel is in the state's best interest. Each child is effectively given a dollar amount to support them, and that number has not been changed in over 5 years. So our funding is somewhere between, let's just say, about two-thirds Medicare, one-third everything else, grants, mm-hmm. charitable donations, volunteer work, because, you know, those are some instances that you don't put a dollar. When somebody spends 5 hours a day at the facility, we don't count that necessarily in dollar terms. But if we had to hire somebody to come teach them how to play the piano or how to prepare a meal or do gardening or lawn, you know, maintenance, we'd have to pay somebody. And we have a lot of volunteers that do that, and we're very lucky.
We definitely can put a number on the volunteer hour, because that certainly is something that you would have to consider an operational expense, and mm-hmm. volunteer hours are so valuable. I know the independent sector often does a study each year, and most nonprofits use that and cite that so that people understand how much resources you're leveraging in the community. It's not just the funding, you know, perhaps that you bring in, but it's also the volunteer hours that are in the community helping to make the organization strong and leveraging that in other ways for successful futures for these kids. I love the kitchen campaign idea.
Yes.
But before we could just go into that, just to finish up on the funding, so are there any other foundations you want to mention that are currently funding the program, or any sponsors that we want to get out on the kitchen campaign?
On the kitchen campaign, they're more individual donors, but for like the comedy show and the golf outing, we have you know, the different area banks, whether it's Unity or Investors, they sponsor our events. You know, one of our president of the board, her law firm, you know, sponsors the event. So that's where a lot of the money comes in, through the sponsorships, through you know, the golf outing and the comedy night. And we also have great ties with the community. Talbots came to our organization and asked if they could do a day of shopping, which makes it so much easier for us. I mean, they create all the flyers and everything. We put it on our Facebook, social media, and all that website promoting the event, and we just need people to show up, and a purchase of their 10% of their purchase is given back to the organization.
That's great. Thanks so much for mentioning that. As a Hunter and Chamber Radio program here, we know the value of being able to support the groups that are supporting our nonprofit organizations. It's really important. And if there was a local organization certainly want to get that information out because that's how we keep our community strong here.
Absolutely.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about these events and what they are. The kitchen campaign, I just love the way that sounds, doing a kitchen campaign. I'm not sure if we're doing a dinner there, what we're doing, but it sounds great. I know it's about remodeling and certainly getting those 7,000 meals, healthy meals out in the for the children that you mentioned, our teenagers that might have a little something to want to eat for dinner every night, right? And the kitchen sink too, probably, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, we'll do our news break. We'll stay on track here because I'm getting my little reminders over here, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the name change and certainly go into some details about these events that are coming up. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have a nice NASA sticker for my computer. We got a total eclipse kind of manual slash guide. We have some NASA binoculars, specially made, free of charge, too, so that's pretty nice.
That was one of the tens of thousands of people at Southern Illinois University enjoying the Great American Solar Eclipse. The moon in Carbondale, Illinois, similar to many other cities along the path of totality. In Nashville, Tennessee, where I'm based, loud cheers went up throughout the city when the total eclipse took place around 1:27 local time. The next solar eclipse to hit America will be in April 2024. The U.S. Navy announcing they're going to undergo a rare one-day operational pause for the entire branch of the service. The order from the Chief of the Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, comes on the heels of a collision between the USS John S. McCain and an oil tanker east of Singapore today. 10 sailors are missing in that accident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The sun's corona is a million degree atmosphere. And why I'm so excited is that this is what I study, and this is what we're sending a probe to go and study next year.
One of the big opportunities with today's solar eclipse was scientists to be able to test equipment for future missions to the sun.
What the eclipse helps us understand is that structure of the sun, of that solar corona or the atmosphere of the sun. So that's what helps us. And then it helps us test instruments that we then send closer to the sun or in bigger missions to actually understand the sun.
Houston police have a man in custody after he tried to destroy a Confederate statue in the city. The Houston Chronicle quotes sources as saying he was arrested over the weekend. The FBI, ATF, and police later found hazardous materials inside the suspect's home near Rice University. Neighbors had to be evacuated while cleanup took place. President Trump scheduled to hold a campaign-style rally in Phoenix tomorrow, and one longtime supporter looking forward to the visit. Trump has signaled a possible pardon for former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was recently convicted of criminal contempt in a racial profiling case. Arpaio says he doesn't know if a pardon is coming. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Many remembrances coming in about legendary comedian Jerry Lewis, who passed away at the age of 91. Correspondent Chris Barnes looks back at how Lewis was very open about his battles with painkiller addiction.
Back in 2005, he spoke to ABC News about the pain he suffered and how it led him to addiction to painkillers.
My pain came from more than 70 years of taking falls. And my first fall I took, I was 5 years old and never stopped falling since. I fell 2,000 times. In 1965, they gave me one Percodan that took me through the day. And by 78, I was taking 13 a day.
After coming close to committing suicide, Lewis said in that interview, luckily he found an electronic medical device which helped him then manage his pain.
It also opens my garage door. Hey, God bless America!
I'm Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service is contesting an article in the USA Today. They say there's enough money to go around for hundreds of Secret Service agents protecting the president and his family. Agency Director Randolph Tex Ailes said today there's enough money to pay the agents through the end of the fiscal year that ends on September 30th. Ailes' statement responded to a USA Today report saying more than 1,000 agents have already hit federally mandated caps for salary and overtime allowances. Ailes said through working with the Department of Homeland Security and members of Congress, everything has been taken care of for members of the Secret Service through the end of this fiscal year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back in the studio live. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here talking with the Binnacle House, formerly known as, it's almost like the artist Prince, Hunterdon and Youth Services, and went a little bit over their new name change, and you can reach out to them at www.binnaclehouse.org. And we're going to just kick right into some of the things that they have going on. So if you're not familiar or hadn't engaged with Hunterdon Youth Services, who have been serving New Jersey since 1979, now with their new name, it's time to get involved. They certainly have volunteer opportunities. We were just talking about the value of a volunteer hour. And now they have some great events where you can come on in and help them to kick off different things. The first one we want to talk about is your kitchen campaign.
Yes, our kitchen campaign has been going on probably for almost a year now. And when I started, I created this great flyer with the different opportunities of how to donate, what you get in return for donating. And like I said before, we're looking to start remodeling of the kitchen very soon. So, you know, if you want to come by for a tour, we're always more than happy to have people drop in and say hello to us, and, you know, they get to meet some of the residents and learn more about the organization.
So I'm always interested to know about how great some of the collaborations are in Hunterdon County. And maybe one thing in the future, if you haven't already done it, we love the Healthy Eating Initiative, and ShopRite just won an award here in Hunterdon County. So that's really exciting. The kitchen always seems like the heart. So to know that these kids, you know, get to share a meal mm-hmm. and be together, sounds like being able to remodel the kitchen in a format so it's optimized for your youth.
Exactly. And we have had ShopRite come in. They will come in and demonstrate and cook with the residents and teach them how to make healthy snacks, healthy meals, and make smart choices in the kitchen.
That's excellent. We like to cover, as you know, a lot of local events, and some of the community gardens have been the organic garden, mm-hmm. Community garden of Clinton Township has been in and shown me all the different things I had no idea that I could grow successfully and rather easily, but you just have to try.
Yes.
And so it's nice when we get our youth involved, and I think it certainly helps, especially when stress can trigger different eating disorders. There's so many things, especially when you're an adolescent, you're having difficulty controlling things.
Right.
You know we can look at anorexic mm-hmm. Statistics and bulimia and drill down on that. And this is, you know, such a difficult time. But when we show our youth how to engage in healthy eating and making great choices and how that food can lead to that sense of community, that really is what the kitchen is about. And I think that's why I got so excited when I heard about the kitchen campaign. Mm-hmm. To me, that's that community campaign, that way that, you know, we're all one community. We're sharing a meal. We're eating together. We're cooking together.
Exactly. You're right. It is the heart of the house, and it's where everyone joins together and for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. And we even have a volunteer that comes in to make these elaborate meals, like lasagna. The sauce is homemade. Everything is homemade. The desserts are absolutely delicious, and the kids enjoy having her there, which is really important.
It's great, and it's great to be in that situation for the youth and to smell homemade cooking when you mm-hmm. walk in or walk
right.
out. You know, you get that that great sense of smell. I know I am Italian, and my Italian grandmother, every Sunday, she made, of course, it's gravy. I'm from North Jersey.
I was going to say gravy. No, I was going to say gravy, but I'm like, someone's going to correct me.
No, not me. Not with the gravy. But yeah, there's nothing that describes that sense of smell, and that's one of course, triggers our mm-hmm. memories, and it can't be duplicated, but I'll always look back on those Sunday dinners at my grandmother's and smell of sauce. I made sauce yesterday, and it's just not the same, but it reminded me a little bit. And creating memories.
Memories, right.
That's mm-hmm. what you're trying to do. You're trying to give these kids a positive experience, something that they may not have experienced before right. in what would be a typical home setting, mm-hmm. except they're not home.
Right, exactly. They do their best. Even our youth care workers, because they're there 24/7, you know, they help them make, you know, healthy decisions when, you know, asking for a snack. You know, cookies are there, but, you know, you only have a few, but there's fruit.
That sounds like great decision making. I wanted to know, if we wanted to donate to the Kitchen Campaign, how can we do that? Can we get a link up from your website? Is there a fundraising page? How can we donate?
There is a donate button on our fundraising page, and I believe you can designate the gift. And our website, again, is www.binnaclehouse.org.
Okay, and because I do have smart listeners, they're going to want to know if they want to designate it just for the Kitchen Campaign, if they can do that, or if they wanted to do that, they could send in a check and just put Kitchen Remodel Program.
Yes. Right. Or they can give me a call, Dina Seinar at 908-782-1046.
Okay, because I know some people really, as a donor, you like to be able to control what projects you right. might want to donate, and that, the heart of the home, sounds like a great one.
Right. And on the flip side, if they want to come and have a good night, we have a wonderful comedy extravaganza coming up, and the date of that is October 20th. And
great.
That's at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse in Hampton.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that our next break. We'll find out what's going on with this comedy extravaganza. How do we get tickets? Can we still be a sponsor? And how we can get more involved to support an organization located right here in Hunterdon County that are serving our youth that would otherwise be in the system, have nowhere to sleep. So we know at least we can support a local organization. I hope you stay with us so we could talk about the comedy extravaganza.
Listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, boy. Good thing we're back on air. Okay, that conversation's completely over, so we can dive right into this great event at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. This comedy extravaganza. It will be on October 20th from 6:30 to 10:30. So this is an event that is able to benefit the Binnacle House, formerly known as the Hunterdon Youth Services. So I've never been to a comedy extravaganza. Let us know, what happens on a night like that?
Well, regarding what happens that night, I believe there's three comedians, a musician.
Oh, correct. Right.
I'm going to let Levent talk about
the
entertainment piece.
Yeah, it's a great night. Talk about a really fun time. We've done this now. We're going on our fourth year. So dinner, entertainment, and, you know, that's what it is. 6:30 to 7:30 is a cocktail hour where we'll have a live musician playing. Simultaneously, we'll have a silent auction and three different auctions of sorts. We have a wine auction. We have collectibles. We also have, like, a Tricky Trace style for some other goodies. There's generally upwards of 100 items that are raffled off. And then we have dinner, and as we said, this year we have three comedians that are pretty regular around the circuit. I've seen the production company appearing at casinos and at different comedy clubs in New York City. So it's a fun time. There's plenty of opportunities to purchase tickets still, and there's plenty of opportunities for sponsorship. If anybody's out there is interested in sponsoring us, please go to binnaclehouse.org. You can also call 908-782-1046 and talk to Dina about either just making a donation or buying some tickets for the comedy night. You can buy them online also, of course. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And there's also different levels of sponsorships and, whatever, you know, you're able to do, we appreciate. And there's also an ad journal that we put together if you want to promote your business. We have full-page ads, business card, half-page ads. So, or if you have this great store and you want to put together a basket for a silent auction or the Tricky Tray, we take donations like that as well.
That's wonderful. A lot of different ways that you can sponsor and participate to support Binnacle House. And the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse is a great place to go. They have a great bakery there, and their food is usually it's usually well known to, you know, be able to get a delicious dinner or food. We're just talking about food. You guys are making me hungry. And because you are a 501c3, a donation would be tax deductible.
That's correct.
And what is the cost of the tickets? Did I miss that?
No, I didn't announce it. So,
okay. So we'll surprise everyone, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. Oh, you know.
I'm trying to help you out here.
No,
thank you. I appreciate it. This is our save the day. Our invitation's coming out after Labor Day. Tickets are $125 per person. And with some of the sponsorship packages, depending on the level that you're sponsoring, tickets and raffle tickets will be included.
That sounds like a great deal to get such a great meal and then to be able to spend the night looking at auction items and trying your hand at some of the different things that are there. Plus, you're entertained with music and comedy. That's a pretty good deal. Usually it's one or the other, and for that cost, you're getting both. So it sounds like a fun night.
For the price, you're getting a lot.
You're getting a lot. And supporting a fantastic cause. You know, I know we've touched on it a little bit here and there, but for anybody that's ever had any difficulty in their life, let me tell you, you know, having a place to feel safe and have a bed, we take it for granted. These kids, they had nowhere to go. And, you know, we are literally saving their lives, you know, all year long. And it was, we had a resident a couple of months ago who said that after being there for just a few days that this was like the first time in his life he felt safe. You know, it's really, it always touches me whenever I think about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's a compelling story. And I don't think that people understand or they don't think about or they make assumptions that the system just takes care of these kids. And that is not the case at all, not even a little bit. And even what if you receive reimbursement for lodging a child from the state, it's not sufficient to cover the cost. So there's this myth that the children are, you know, because they're children, of course they would have somewhere to stay. And of course that is not the case at all. And it doesn't consider all the wraparound services that you're providing with the case management and the counseling and just having a future or thinking about a future for kids that, you know, would think that they're going to stay in the park or sleep in someone's car or shuffling around from place to place, not knowing where to go. That is not an absolute. That is not absolutely going to happen for every child. And people forget about that. So it's great to have an organization like yours that's willing to take care of these basic needs and supportive needs.
Exactly. And they were not asked to be born in the environment that they're born in and, you know, this type of life. So I'm so thrilled to be working in an organization to help individuals like this and families.
And do you know how many of your children that are with you at the time of high school graduation are able to connect to a post-secondary or training program, vocational training?
We're currently putting together data for, you know, regarding that, how many residents have we had over the years, what they're doing, what they went on to do. I mean, we have residents that will call us up and let us know, you know, oh, I became a state trooper, or I need a letter of recommendation because I want to go to college. So currently we're putting an alumni program together so we can get more of that information and have better facts on, you know, where everyone is and or went to.
Okay, that's great to know that there's some contact going on there, and maybe when you have some of that data, you'd want to come back. And also on being able to defer people from the court system, from the, you know, committing crimes, those kinds of things. Those are really important things because you're serving children at a period where it is so so easy to go on these different paths with gangs that are available, drugs that are available. It's just so much easier than doing the hard work of living and the ups and downs and challenges that we all face. So it's great that they have a port in the storm at the Binnacle House. And I will again remind everyone they can contact you at 908-782-1046 or visit www.binnaclehouse.com. org. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Just come out and join us on Comedy Night, Friday, October 20th. You want to learn more about the organization, contact me or Levens. You can contact us at 908-782-1046. You can also learn more about us and make a donation through our website, www.binnaclehouse.org.
Thank you very much for having
us. Yes, thank you.
It was a pleasure. We love to cover nonprofit organizations because working for a nonprofit, I understand the challenges of funding and the restrictions sometimes that our own organizations have because we're so overwhelmed with the day-to-day work of getting and caring for the children that doing the donations and the special events, it takes time. We don't always have an opportunity to really focus on that. So I definitely wanted to give a shout out on the comedy extravaganza. I know it takes a lot to put together an event, but especially to ask my friends that understand the importance of sharing a meal, what that is, to give to the kitchen campaign so you can wrap that campaign up and have enough funding to finish your construction so that you can go on and provide the 7,000 meals for children that you do each and every day. Thank you so much for joining us here at Hot and Hunterdon. We love having our local guests and certainly appreciate you being in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have a nice NASA sticker for my computer. We got a total eclipse kind of manual slash guide. We have some NASA binoculars, specially made, free of charge, too, so that's pretty nice.
That was one of the tens of thousands of people at Southern Illinois University enjoying the Great American Solar Eclipse. The moon in Carbondale, Illinois, similar to many other cities along the path of totality. In Nashville, Tennessee, where I'm based, loud cheers went up throughout the city when the total eclipse took place around 1:27 local time. The next solar eclipse to hit America will be in April 2024. The U.S. Navy announcing they're going to undergo a rare one-day operational pause for the entire branch of the service. The order from the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, comes on the heels of a collision between the USS John S. McCain and an oil tanker east of Singapore today. 10 sailors are missing in that accident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.